brother. What's up?
This is a good recording, man.
Yeah, brother. Like, right on.
Good evening and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. How you doing, Evan?
Doing okay, man. Doing all right. I'm coping. Got that copium.
Yeah, you know, I really, whenever I'm not on these airwaves, I've grown so accustomed to being on them and having dialogue with our listening audience and you, Evan, that when I'm not here, it really bothers me. And so I want to apologize for yesterday. But there are things that happen in life that are out of your control.
That's right.
And yesterday was one of those days. But I'm glad that I'm back and got a lot to talk about. Let me see, Evan. I've got about 5 hours worth of stuff to talk about.
All right. Let's shoot carefully. Hours? Yeah. You know, I'm here, man. I'm yours.
Okay. So where to begin? We are a few days away as people are traveling all over this nation. And it just appears almost like yesterday that people couldn't travel for the holiday season. Mm-hmm. And almost all the airports were shut down. And people were, you know, couldn't go and see their loved ones. And it was a horrific time. You remember that, Evan?
All too well. Yeah, man. We sort of, we were, I'm not going to say overcompensating, but we were compensatory. We were looking at the situation we were in and deciding, you know, what's best for us right now. Yeah.
Because we didn't have information to deal with what was new to us. And as we witnessed what was happening, you know, in different parts of the world, I think at that time, Greece and Italy and those areas were really being hit extremely hard, and people were dying in droves. Remember that?
Yeah. We were watching it sort of spread across Europe and just waiting. Yeah.
And we had no idea, and we were terrified.
And we weren't getting the information. You know, at that particular moment in time, I didn't trust the government to keep us up to date.
Well, there were no vaccinations.
And we had an administration openly lying, you know, keep that ship out in the ocean, that those it'll mess up my numbers sort of attitude.
You know, to argue and continue the argument about, well, China should pay for this, is a ridiculous argument.
There's nothing there.
Why are we still, why are the people on the right still talking about, you know, China did this and we need to make them pay? And
because it frees up their time. They don't have to do anything about it. They don't have to rally the troops or get their viewers to act in a responsible way. China has to pay for it as if it fixes anything, as if it absolves us of the responsibility to keep our neighbors safe.
It does not. Yeah. And still at this point in time, we still have more deaths. You just try to wrap your mind around this. America has what, Evan? 325, 330, 350 million people.
I'm going to check. I'm going to say we're closer to 400 million, but yes.
Okay. So we're closer to 400 million people. And
you were right on the money. 329.
Okay. So if you look at that, and yet we have the most deaths from the virus.
Yeah, per capita, per 100,000 people, yes.
And you look at nations like India and China, and they somehow are able to hold this thing in abeyance. What is it about us?
I think part of it might have to do with really, really intense authoritarian governments, you know, lockdowns. You're not allowed to leave your house for X amount of days. You're not allowed to be outside between this time and that time. I think there's more of that, and they're able to control the population more.
So, you know, here's why I say this. Holidays around the corner. The airports are full, running over. There's movement all over the nation at a time when we know that the Omicron is the most, you know,
virulent. Yeah. 75% of cases.
Of any of them.
Mm-hmm.
And we know how it's spreading. And we ignore that. We really don't believe that. I mean, for heaven's sakes, man, they're canceling football games, basketball games, they're canceling all sorts of things. And yet our movement has not been canceled.
Yeah. And so I don't even know how that would work here.
Even though we see that and we know what I can't say we exactly know, but
yeah.
It's simple to deduce that after the holidays, we haven't seen nothing yet from what we're going to see with hospitals and with the outbreak. Is it safe to say that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I urge our listeners, you know, if you know anybody working in the hospitals, nursing staff, even administration, these people are stretched thin. They are burnt out.
So yesterday, a friend of mine had an automobile accident. And I took that person to the emergency room.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the ambulance asked me if they should take that person. And I said, no, I'll take that person.
I'm glad they let you do that. Nice.
And I took the person to the emergency hospital. And I didn't go to the largest hospital in the city of Milwaukee because I know that that hospital is swamped.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no way you're getting in there under any circumstances. So I chose to go to one in a suburb of Milwaukee called Menominee Falls, which is a nice little suburb with nice hospitals. And so we sat in the hospital for 4 hours. And we're not able to even be seen by a doctor. The waiting room was full. And finally, the people at the hospital came out and said, "We're not going to be able to see anybody." 4 hours later. Now, this is, I'll give you one guess about why most of those people were at the hospital, Evan.
I can imagine COVID-related symptoms. Yeah,
and who were, you know, in the rooms where nobody else could be seen.
That's terrifying.
So we went to another hospital and we're able to be seen, but this accident happened at around, you know, 1 o'clock in the afternoon. We didn't get back home until 8:30, maybe 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
So I'm bringing all this up because the hospitals are jam-packed now, before the holidays. And people who have not been vaccinated are going to go ahead and enjoy things as if, you know, they, you know, no problem.
Yeah, yeah.
So I had a conversation with a guy today who said, well, I've been vaccinated, but I'm against vaccinations because why don't they try the pills? Why don't they let the pills go? And why don't they allow people to try these different therapeutics? And why don't
I can answer
and I
that.
I said, man, let me say this to you, man. It's people like you who yourself got vaccinated. But you want to talk about all these other things that people should try.
And
you're vaccinated.
And it's a good question as far as, you know, that oral tablet, that pill, as a form of vaccination. The means of production for that product are long. It takes a very long time to actually make that medication. It'll will be, from what I heard, nearly 2023 before that's readily available to the average Joe.
But if people's arguments, Evan, are, I don't want to take the vaccination because they rushed it in too soon. Why then are they saying release the pill?
Yeah, really, though.
I mean, it is just nonsensical, the debates that you hear people saying. But let me begin quickly. Last Thursday, the University of California fired my good friend and new colleague, Aaron Carrerity, for refusing vaccination. The next day, a federal circuit court allowed President Joe Biden's OSHA vaccine mandate to take effect throughout the United States, meaning many other citizens may soon be penalized. But we should not treat conscientious objectors to the vaccine like this.
Like what? Honestly, okay. I'm sorry.
Now, this is a doctor who himself has been vaccinated. He's a physician and a psychiatrist, has taught and treated patients at UC Irvine Hospital and Medical School for 15 years. He has also directed the medical school's biotech program. When COVID hit, Dr. Carrerity helped the hospital develop ethics guidelines. He treated COVID patients throughout the pandemic, including when everyone was most concerned about the virus lethality. As a result, he caught the virus and developed natural immunity. When vaccines became available earlier this year, Dr. Carrerity declined to be vaccinated, arguing that the natural immunity provided more protection in his calculation. The added risk of a novel vaccine were just justified for his personal situation. Were not justified for his personal situation. Rather than respect his medical judgment, UC Irvine fired him. Now he directs the biotechs program at the research institute I run, the Ethics and Public Policy Center in Washington, D.C. Let's go to a break. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.